Happy Thanksgiving, and here's the news. Sakis Samoa, which reduced production to one shift only at the beginning of June, ran a second shift this week, but on a trial basis only. Citing a manpower shortage, the cannery has been operating a single shift since then. But on Monday, the plant at Satala was buzzing with a second shift. Responding to KHJ News questions, Sakis Vice President and Spokeswoman Michelle Feist said, "The cannery continues to experience a significant labor shortage that is impacting the plant's ability to operate at full capacity." She said a second shift ran this week, but on a trial basis. To address the labor shortage, the cannery has hired more than 300 workers from Samoa under the guest worker program and is continuing to hire more. Feist extended Sakis thanks to the Governor, Lieutenant Governor, and ASG for their support. Quote, "As we work together to address the headcount issues." She added, "We would also like to thank the whānau leaders for their support of Sakis during this challenging time." The cannery is shutting down tomorrow and Friday for Thanksgiving. And for the Christmas and New Year holidays, Sakis is shutting down for the usual 2 weeks. The last day of production for 2021 is December 17th. From the COVID-19 Task Force, some more details of the COVID mass vaccination plan. As we reported yesterday, the mass vaccination will be spread out over the first three Wednesdays of December. These are December 1st for the Central District, Etu'au to Aitulangi, December 8th for the Western District, Tualauta to Alatawa, and December 15th for the Eastern District, Waifanua to Maputasi. The Thursdays after each district mass vaccination have been designated as mop-up days, and this is to capture anyone who missed getting their shot the day before. There'll be 5 vaccination sites that will be mobile, meaning for the first few hours of the day, one vaccination team will operate in one area in the morning, and then that same team will move to another area in the afternoon. Additionally, the health clinics will operate extended hours for any parent who wishes to bring their child into the clinics after hours. The planning committee, headed by the Department of Health, began tabletop exercises and informational meetings with village mayors and parent-teachers associations to inform them of the plan and answer any questions. Yesterday was the tabletop exercise with the Central District, and PTA meetings for the central areas will be held on November 29th at the Tafuna Dewa and November 30th at the Manumalo Gym. The meeting with the Western District village leaders will be held on November 30th, with the PTA meetings on December 6th at Fasau Marist High School and December 7th at the Leone Catholic Hall. For the Eastern side, their tabletop exercise will be on December 7th, and the PTA informational meetings will be on December 13th at the Diwa in Pangpango and December 14th at Whangaitoa High School. Dr. Francine Amoa, head of the mass vaccination, said, "The most important part of these meetings is explaining the consent form that parents or legal guardians must sign before any child gets the vaccine. The Mass Vaccination Planning Committee is also partnering with the private sector to promote the vaccination drive on various media platforms. A complete list of the mass vaccination drive schedule, vaccination sites and hours will be available in the coming days." Congresswoman Wifatali Amata says in her Thanksgiving Day message, "Every year we have many reasons to give thanks. This year, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, it's a special blessing that our islands have not faced the widespread outbreak of the virus on our shores." She reflected, "This time last year, a vaccine for COVID-19 had only been announced, but not yet widely manufactured or distributed. Many of our people weren't able to return home. A year later, we can be thankful that much has changed. Some travel options have slowly resumed, at least some sense of normalcy has been regained, and many of our people are vaccinated, the best way to avoid hospitalization, severe symptoms, or death in the event of catching the virus." She continued, "While we look to God to truly sustain us, we can be thankful that American Samoa has been included in federal support and ongoing legislation, providing record funding and leading to lasting improvements for infrastructure. Every Thanksgiving, we cherish what matters to us most, the people in our lives. God bless each of you and our beautiful islands. Have a happy Thanksgiving." The leader of the Catholic Church, Bishop Peter Brown, quotes from the prophet Isaiah, And on that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, make them remember that his name is exalted. Praise the Lord in song, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known throughout the earth. Bishop Brown says, the prophet says it all for us. Be thankful for all that we receive, and remember those who receive little. Love the unlovable. And from a peer, just over half of the eligible number of voters cast ballots in yesterday's pre-polling for six by-elections. After polls closed at 4, Electoral Commissioner Faimalo Matuamua Matthew Lemisio told media that only 580 people of the 1,011 eligible pre-pollers cast ballots. He said the 431 who didn't go to the polls yesterday can still vote on Friday with the rest of the registered voters in their constituencies. The by-elections are the result of court rulings and election petitions stemming from the April 9th general elections. In related news, the Human Rights Protection Party candidate for Falealupo, Tuitonga Manaia Dr. Peniamina Levai, is seeking a judicial review of the Supreme Court decision which disqualified him from running in tomorrow's by-election. TV1 Samoa reports the lawyer for Tuitonga Manaia, his sister, Aeau Leota Tima Levai, confirmed the motion was filed on the grounds that her client's fundamental rights under the Constitution had been breached. The FAST party candidate, Fuiono Tenina Crichton, was handed the seat by a Supreme Court decision Monday, which disqualified Tuitonga Manaia for not rendering religious service to the Congregational Christian Church of Samoa. Reverend Namaya Tulitifunga had given written and verbal confirmation that Tuitonga Manaia had given monetary contributions as religious service to the church, but this was rejected by the court. If the court approves the application, this opens the door for Tuitonga Manaia to compete in the by-election for Falealupo tomorrow. That's the news.